Former State Representative David Dean spent the better part of three decades helping to pass laws that protect Vermont's land and water. And now the Westminster resident is being recognized by the Environmental Protection Agency for his commitment to the environment. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
David Dean was first elected as Windham County's District 4 representative in 1990. A lifelong fisherman, Dean says he got involved in Vermont politics to pass laws that have a lasting impact on Vermont's environment. He says he learned quickly that it takes patience to get bills over the finish line.
You know, you have these images of you're going to go and snap your fingers and things are going to happen. Forget it. It's a lot of work.
And all of that work, which has led to dozens of environmental laws, is now being recognized by the EPA's New England office, which is giving him a Lifetime Achievement Award.
EPA at the national level is not all it should be, but I know the people who work in the regional office, and I respect them, their work, and their opinions, and for them, that opinion of me was quite touching.
Vermont's Secretary of Natural Resources, Julie Moore, nominated Dean for the annual award.
David is both personally and professionally committed to clean water and has been a powerful advocate as well as a convener in the important work to make sure that we're considering all perspectives and aspects as we look to improve, restore, sustain the quality of Vermont's water.
Moore said Dean's bill designating groundwater as a legally protected public resource will have a lasting impact on generations of Vermonters.
David Dean has a long track record, obviously, of stewardship from 30 years as a legislator to his work with the Connecticut River Conservancy have both had really significant impacts on the quality of Vermont's rivers, lakes, streams, ponds, and wetlands.
Dean is done with his legislative duties. He's fishing a lot more now that he's not responsible for summer study committees and campaigning, but he's still busy protecting Vermont's waters.
Healthy waters and fisheries in the Green Mountain National Forest, which our chapter's been involved with their plan, helping Guilford do streamside planting to stabilize the Green River, you know, helping the Saxton's River Group stabilize the banks of the Saxton's River. It's all one of the same. Doing it hands-on or doing it at the legislative level, you're doing something.
His award comes at a time when news about Vermont's waters has been alarming. Dean says he would have liked to have figured out a long-term funding source for cleaning up Lake Champlain and Vermont's other polluted waters, but he's confident the state is closer now than it's ever been. He'll collect his award at a ceremony in Boston next month. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Westminster.